the run, pass, option offense, most commonly known as RPO. What goes into PCM's dynamic RPO offense? We sit down with head coach Greg Bonnet as he breaks down the Mustangs offense. Coach, we've talked a lot, you know, over the years about your offense, your RPO offense. I've never really asked the question. I want to know, you know, what exactly goes into your offense? Why is your offense the way it is, and what makes you guys successful?
Well, I think what makes us successful is the ability for our guys to make plays in space. That's the first thing. And then the second thing that makes us successful, and really this takes it to the next level, is having two guys, sometimes three guys in the backfield that can run the ball with equal effectiveness. So anytime we have Wes Cummings back there with Reed Worth back there, and both of them are run threats, and then there's also the pass option off what they're setting up for run, that's good. It even gets better anytime you have, maybe it's Wesley and maybe it's Reed, and then maybe you throw Troush in the backfield. Now you have three guys back there that can all run the ball, and then you also have a pass option off of it to a Preston or a Van Dyke or to a Telfer or something like that. So the way it works is, so when we're running a true RPO play, the offensive line, they think they're running a run play the whole time. That's what they're called. You know, we have a couple different schemes that we use for outside, inside run, or a draw, but to them, they think the running back is always getting the ball. Reed Worth, ultimately, he has the decision-making power. So pre-alignment, he is going to look and see if he thinks that the protection off the run, which would be the pass, is there or not. And if he looks and he sees pre-snap that it's there, sometimes he gives Wes like a little wink, or the running back a little wink, and he says, you know, you're definitely not getting this. And he whips it out there really fast without much of a play fake. Other time, if he can't really tell, he's going to try to get one of the players. We call it the player in conflict. He's going to try to get the player in conflict to chase the run. If he doesn't chase the run and he sticks back on the pass, we're going to hand it off. If we can get the player that we want to chase after the run just a little bit, then Reed's going to rip it away from Wes, you know, really firmly rip it away from him, because Wes has he's got what we call a three-quarter grip on the ball. He's going to rip it away from him, pull out, and try to hit his target. So we have various things that we can do off that. We have short routes. We have routes where we're trying to go a little bit deeper and we're throwing the ball to basically green grass and letting the receiver run underneath it. And then we have more route concepts where if they're manning us up, we'll stack receivers and try to cross to try to get the pick at type action and not let them man us up and kill that play. So there's a bunch of different ways that we can protect our run plays.
When it comes to, we've seen a lot of weather over the years, I guess, is there anything that changes when it comes to the wet, wild, crazy conditions we have here?
When we go to wet, wild conditions, we give Reed or the quarterback, whoever it is, and we've done this for years, a lot more authority to check things at the line. So when it comes out to it, rather than reading it, if reading the play, if the quarterback can understand that something else is open, he can check the play at the line of scrimmage and go to what makes sense. So it's not necessarily an RPO, it's kind of a check with me type of thing then. So if we're set up to run the ball left and then throw back to our right, but the defense is lined up so we better off to run to our right and throw to our left, Reed can switch it. He can switch it from right to left at the line of scrimmage. He can totally change the play when it gets rainy and stuff like that is necessary, because if you've got bad snaps and things like that and the ball's a little bit slick, it makes all that stuff, that reading stuff, just a little bit more complicated. And if you don't have to do it, why do it?
When it comes to the RPO offense, is there any one thing that determines success or failure?
I think, to me, it's your ability to be able to successfully run the ball. If you can't successfully run the ball, then they're not going to they're not going to respect the run at all, and they're going to hold back on all of your little outs and all your little passes and things that you're doing, because they figure that their front four or maybe even five can take care of your run game, so they can leave everybody else outside of the box and cover up all your routes.
The PCM Mustangs RPO offense. If you don't know, now you know. Reporting for KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.